There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hashtag Team Open!
This is Open Up, the podcast, the chat, the extra thought to accompany my first book, Open. A toolkit for how magic and messed up life can be.
Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious.
As much as I love my friends, some nights I just want to get home and just not speak to anyone.
I have this fear where I need to have my phone on mute all the time. Really bad.
I think you describe yourself as very gay, I feel.
Team Open!
You're listening to Open Up with Gemma Kearney, and this episode is called Who Am I? What do you love? How would you describe yourself? What about your online identity? Is it different to who you are? Your hobbies, your passions, and how do you make memories?
I think I'm not really a selfie person because I can't really take good pictures, but...
I don't really like taking selfies, and when I look in the mirror, I'm just like, right, I don't really need to change anything about me because I'm fine the way I am.
As you get older, you see a lot of groups of girls and probably boys who tend to take a lot of pictures of themselves, but I think it depends who you are. Some do it to like self-motivate themselves, some do it just, you know, just like a quick selfie, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's presenting themselves in the spotlight, in society. And some people don't take selfies at all because, you know, it's what they're comfortable with. But yeah, it's a common stereotype, and I think it should be reconsidered because it's not just young people taking selfies. There are a lot of older celebrities, a lot of elderly people that tend to take selfies as campaigns, you know, wake up and take the selfie when you wake up. That's headlined by a lot of older people, and I think it's not just young people taking selfies.
Emma Gannon, author, journalist, Bezzers with Lena Dunham. I'm sorry, I have to fangirl that because it's just so cool. You are the author of Control Alt Delete, which is about growing up with and without the internet.
Me and my sort of age group, on the whole, millennials, as we like to call them, we kind of experimented online before we had a chance to be fully addicted. Because for me, like, I'd go into my computer room with the computer and I'd have half an hour because after 6 p.m. it's cheaper. My mum would be like, stop racking up all the bills. You couldn't go on the phone at the same time as going online. You know, it was a good time to grow up online because you could experiment and then you could switch off because you had no choice. And I think what I talk about in the book is I can pass on advice from things that happened to me, such as bullying or something like that, where that's the same for everyone. You know, it's a universal problem. We all know how that feels, but I don't know what it's like now for teenagers who have a buzzing phone in their back pocket. How do they escape? Because I could escape. I could just go away for the weekend and I had a Nokia 3210. So it was fine. So I think it was just giving people the tools to open up, talk about problems, switch off if you need to. It's really important. And just, you know, look at the world through your eyes, and, you know, you don't have to be so dependent on getting any validation on the internet.
Do you ever digitally detox?
I do. I don't really believe in going cold turkey and making yourself feel bad, because I think it's normal. It's normal to check your emails, and if it's going to make you feel miserable having a weekend totally offline, then don't do it. But I think one thing it's good to do is in your everyday life, just check yourself. Are you mindlessly scrolling through Instagram? Are you doing anything with your life? You know, I was waiting the other day before an interview, I had 10 minutes to spare, and I was just scrolling, and I thought, no, I'm going to read the book that's in my bag. And so I think it's smaller choices, and it's not freaking yourself out about it.
And also, like, not like checking in with your emotions as well, in terms of making sure that if you are just scrolling and you're enjoying Instagram, if something's making you feel uncomfortable, then you've got the power to unfollow. You have the on and off button. Like I call it in my book, like the power of the plug. Like it's like a lightsaber. It's so powerful, just being able to change it up. Yeah. If you want to, and if someone is making you feel uncomfortable about your body, or you're starting to question like your appearance or your lifestyle because of what you're looking at on Instagram, then just get rid, delete it. I've been doing that recently. Like some people, like who I just, they make me feel strange, and then I think I can't look at this imagery.
Yeah, no, I agree. And also I think there's a responsibility for yourself to be true with what you're posting, because I think, you know, it's very easy to put up the picture of the holiday that's amazing, but you know, if you've had a bad day, it's okay to say, you know, I am on this amazing holiday, but I've also just had a fight with my boyfriend. Mm. Or just a little bit of honesty goes a long way, because you could be making someone feel bad. Mm. And also to just take it with a pinch of salt. Like, we all do it. We all make things look a little bit better. So if you see something that looks perfect, just, you know, good for them. But at the same time, life is three-dimensional. You know, things don't live in a perfect pixelated world.
My name's Aisha, I'm in year 12.
My name's Hafsa, I'm in year 12.
My name's Afsan, I'm in year 10.
Social media, when did you start using it? Truthfully.
When I was 11.
when I was in year 8, was I 11 then? Was I 12? 12, yeah. Yeah.
Is it a part of your life now, a big part?
I've tried to not make it a big part of my life, because I know I let, when I was in secondary school, I let it consume me a bit too much, and it was really bad, and it was all I was ever doing, and it was terrible. So I tried to distance myself from it. I am still working on not being addicted to my phone. So I have this fear where I need to have my phone on mute all the time. Mm. It's really bad. And like whenever I go anywhere, I just need to have my phone on me, or I feel really paranoid, like something's gonna happen. And I recently went away to Saudi Arabia on holiday, and my mom didn't let us take our phones because she was scared they were gonna get stolen. So I had to stay away from my phone for 10 days, and it was really, really good for me. And I'm trying to learn to continue with that. So not necessarily your social media, but it is like your phone, which is technology, which is part of social media. So yeah, that's a habit I'm trying to get rid of right now.
Yeah, I think I was the same back in maybe year 9, year 10. I was quite obsessed with social media, and I let it control my life. If I was to upload a picture on Instagram, if it didn't get enough likes, I'd delete it. It was just, I would not be happy, and I would let that affect my mood. But now I'm not letting it get to me. I use it when I need to. I can be away from my phone for an entire day, and I don't feel the need to apologize to people when I don't get back to them. I'm just like, it's just a text. It's not the end of the world. But before, I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I left my phone for a whole hour. That's how I would be. But now I can live without my phone, basically.
There's going to be so many people listening just nodding right now, because it's just something that's happening to all of us.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't feel so much guilt. We should just kind of think about the situation head on, rather than just feeling really guilty and like it's just us, and a bit embarrassing that we maybe are developing a global addiction to our devices and everything that goes with that.
Yeah, but you know that feeling where someone texts you and you don't reply? That's the best feeling in the world. I feel slightly better than that person, but obviously that's not the case.
So when I was on a school's tour, before I went on the open journey, I had a discussion with some amazing young women about how they capture memories. And it was less about capturing memories, but more about sort of digitally showing off and making sure that you look your best in the best moment, in the best part of town, doing the best thing and sharing it in the best way on all social media platforms. And I started to think about the olden days, basically, and asked all the girls if they'd seen a picture of their parents the same age as them. They nodded. I asked them whether their parents looked happy in that picture. They nodded. And I said, well, actually, it's probably because they knew they wouldn't see that actual photo for at least a couple of weeks. Well, you take it to the shop and get them printed up, and you didn't fixate on what you looked like purely for picture's sake. So I'm obsessed with my Polaroid camera. Not only does it make everyone look lovely, but it develops in front of your eyes slowly, more slowly than a camera phone, that's for sure. And it just makes you think about not constantly having to snap, because actually the film is not cheap, but it makes it all the more special. So I'm at Wolverhampton Grammar School. My voice remains intact after 15 events. I don't even know how many cities or towns or how many miles we've covered, but we will get the stats. And we will all be blown away. It's been insane. But this is the finale in the Midlands near Brum, where I was actually born. Yes, I was born in Birmingham. We are with Kaylin, Charlotte, Mim and Olu. Describing each other, it's nice. This is like friends letting it all hang out.
Wow. He's the sort of guy that, like, whenever you need something, not even like need a thing, but like need advice generally, if you go to him, he'll just give it to you straight up without any sugarcoating.
And enigmatic would be the first thing that comes to mind. You're a very intelligent girl, so you should realize that, because you sell yourself short, I feel. I think you describe yourself as very gay, I feel.
Okay. Is that where the hype went?
No. Yes.
I would actually use the three words of hilarious, sassy. You're probably the sassiest guy I know. Very quick-witted. And loyal. I think I can. Yeah, because we're in different years at school and we don't get to see each other often. Yeah. But it's always nice to come back to you. Oh gosh. Anyway, you got to be nice to me now.
Right, you're ready to take this.
Okay.
I think you're very honest, and I can trust you have an honest opinion. If ever I go to you about something, I know I'll get
gosh.
Response. Being the head girl, you obviously like are very responsible about it. You do a good job, to be fair. I know you do a good job.
So, when I was at school, I was really intimidated by the prefects and the head girl, because I was like seen as the bad influence, the naughty one, the one that you shouldn't hang out with, the one that would never, ever, 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 ever be a prefect, let alone a head girl. So, like, what have you got to say to people out there that kind of fear this amazing status that you've cultivated?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing status, gosh. I would say that at WGS, at least, the prefects are meant to be kind of a range of role models. I think, you know, it's from all different kind of cliques and friendship groups and everything. And I never kind of view myself as an amazing status, but I kind of view it as an amazing opportunity. There's so much potential to do good with the school, and I think I've naturally, within my friends and in general, I've been given the title of squad mother, which I embody fully. I embrace it completely, and I think that comes across with the younger years. I'm very kind of mindful of how the young people of school, even though I'm practically the same age as them, I just think that they all have such incredible potential, and I want to do my best to kind of encourage that. And so even if you think that you don't fit the stereotype of a prefect, if you actually just kind of want to have a positive influence and change within the small community of your school, that's the thing that should take most prevalence, I would say.
I think it's really sound advice and really useful thinking for us listening, because that can be applied to so many things. I feel like if you are the head of a company and you're listening to Open Up and you hear that from you, you're talking about it within your community, you're talking about it within your school here in Wolverhampton, but really that attitude of not using your status to a negative advantage, you know, not utilising power in a way that means that you're better than other people, but to kind of use your self-confidence and apply it to empowerment for others and being really open to what that might be and different people's paths and stories and being kind, basically. So I think this is really helpful for anyone of any age. And do you have any like actual advice for people who aren't necessarily head girl, they're not at school, but like they're trying to kind of inspire the people around them? They might be in a position of management or power or supposed boss or control.
I think if you are in a position of authority or you just want to inspire the people around you, I think you have to fully embrace yourself. I think you've got to, embrace all those quirks and flaws and everything. And also be able to recognize the strengths in others and also project a gratitude towards everyone, because I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the senior prefect team, without all the year group. I mean, the amount of times students have had to step in to stand in the car park for 2 hours in the rain and stuff, it's a drag, but I am thankful for it all, because I don't think people like me are really put in position because we're the best. I think it's just because we want to encourage the best out of other people, really.
You are listening to the Open Up Podcast.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So you're listening to the Open Up Podcast with me, Gemma Kearney, and loads of other people. Do get involved because you're now part of Team Open. Use the hashtag Team Open, rate, review, and subscribe to the rest of the podcasts.
No less I, it's more of me, each of my proclivities. If I die, my poetry will live in minds eternally. It is I and I am he, by and by and I am she. They are I and I am we. You are not I, you are not me. When I cry, you do not see. My cut inside, you do not bleed. My art is mine, my faculties lead to design of every piece. Little guy out on the streets, 2005, 2015. Up in the sky, down on the beat. Who was I? Now he is me. And if he is I, then who are me?
Jam Supernova, aka Jamila Walters. Hello. Who are you in terms of like the public profile? Like, what is your job?
So my job is as a broadcaster on One Extra. So I do a couple of shows from Specialist and Daytime, and then I'm a DJ as well. So I'm playing in the clubs and the festivals.
What is the biggest tune at the moment that we should all be listening to?
Oh, put me on the spot. I think you just all should listen to Sampha's album. I think not in terms of a club level, but just in terms of general day-to-day. Sampha's album is a great album.
Amazing. So we're on the bus. We're on Dandelion. Woo! Can you believe this ridiculous bus? We're just on a lovely discussion and panel chat at the Turner Contemporary Gallery here in Thanet. One of the things that you spoke about was kind of coming to terms with your appearance and going to a bigger school and like having this transformation.
The school I went to, so you start year 7 and 8 in one building, and then when you get to year 9, 10, 11, you go into the bigger building. So year 7 and 8, you kind of just do your own thing, but then it kind of felt like a thing to go to the next building. I felt like I spent so much of like year 7 and 8 possibly like hiding and just playing football that I thought, no, I'm going to be someone new in the new building. Well, it worked, you know, in terms of, I guess, boys, but it didn't work in terms of making female friends, I think, because I'd played football for so long and then suddenly I had this straight hair and contact lenses. They probably just thought, who is she? What's she doing? And I don't think it really helped sort of me, like, in terms of, like, really knowing what I was sort of about. But I feel like as the years go on, you don't care about your appearance as much. And I think definitely now, I think the way I look is the last thing on my mind. It's the last thing I have time to think about. And I feel like it's just that sort of growth and that experience. And growing up, you just kind of have to shed it away because it really doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
Are you healthy? Yeah. Are you happy? Cool.
Aside from success, aside from gender inequality, what do you do to let off steam and lose yourself?
Party. Yeah. Just chill. Just get, you know, get a few mates around and just sit down and chill.
Yeah, there's like so much focus on like being out there, being clubbing or whatever, and you sort of just sit home, watch TV or play a video game. It's not, don't want to get drunk all the time and lose all my money.
I go and watch the football, like hobbies, things like that. Just usually the most relaxing things are the things you don't do with people.
Yeah. Like, so I feel like as much as I love my friends, some nights I just want to get home and just not speak to anyone. Like, I might get a message and I'll just ignore it because I'm too chilled out. I'm just so based in my room. I'm just lying there, just like watching Netflix. And I'll see a message on my phone and I'll just be like, oh, nah. Yeah. Or I'll get like a FaceTime call from Callum. I'll just think, no. No. Just not right now.
Shout out to Callum there.
Shout out to Callum.
I think that's a really good bit of advice, though, for anyone listening that finds it hard to switch off. It is okay to ignore your really good mates sometimes if you need to chill. Like, it's not, doesn't mean you're a bad friend, it's just good for you and it's to relax.
Hobbies are really important. I mean, look at me, I'm an Asian, I'm Muslim, and I come from Pakistan, so immediately everyone just assumes that I'm going to do sciences, I'm going to be an accountant, doctor, or lawyer, but or I'm an optician. But I'm staying here thinking, actually, I'm a cellist. I love playing the cello. It's a hobby of mine. I'm an artist. I love drawing. And sometimes it's that horrible feeling when I'm sitting and I'm surrounded by other people from my background, ethnic, who are picking sciences, and I'm thinking, oh, have I done something wrong? And then sometimes I take a step back and think, if I picked that, I would be so unhappy. I would just feel awful. So I'm actually doing the things I love, and it makes me really happy, but there's always that dormant fear inside me. And it's nice to know that my sisters and my friends are always there. And it's always funny seeing people's expressions when I say, no, I'm a cellist. No, I do art. Oh God, I hate sciences. It's quite funny that way. So I think it's important to find humour when people try to address you as a stereotype, because their facial expressions, I tell you, are hilarious. And I think it's just important to keep pursuing those hobbies, because sometimes they're the only things that keep you going.
I love to draw and I love to create. And I remember one time I had this craving to just paint something, and I had nothing to paint with, and I had no paper, and I just felt so depressed. I just collapsed onto the ground and started crying. I know, so sad for me. But yeah, hobbies are such an important thing because they give us an outlet for something. They let us just blank our minds for a couple of seconds and just get on with it. They let us relieve ourselves some stress and let us just calm down for a bit, take a chill moment, and just sit down and get on with it.
Okay, so you've downloaded the podcast. I'm very happy about that. It's nice to be in your ears. Cheers. But are you going to take on board Team Open? Are you going to feel free to open up and tell someone something that you've wanted to for ages? Are you ready to start talking?
There's a lot of young people coming through now who are kind of role models in their own rights. I mean, it's crazy because, you know, they haven't had the age and experience, but they are so inspiring. So my mates around me, I like to surround myself with people that inspire me.
I feel like boys shouldn't feel like they have to look tough. Like, I have a friend who always says this. They're like, no, but that's really wet. Like, I can't, I'm a boy, I can't do that. That's really moist. Like, it's not. It's really, really not. Like, you're allowed to have feelings. You're allowed to not have to listen to all these influences that tell you to do this and to do that. You're allowed to cry sometimes. You're allowed to be emotional. And I don't know why sometimes men feel like they can't.
In the future, do you think that it will lead you down a certain path for your gender, in a sense that do you see yourself having a family? Do you see yourself being a breadwinner? Like, how do you see your futures with regards to being male?
I don't really. I don't think I'm going to get married, but I don't think I'm not. And I don't think I'm going to own a big house, but I don't think I'm not going to own a big house. I just, yeah, whatever happens, happens, you know. Whatever job I get that job, you know. I've not got a specific goal in life to have a family, yeah, have two children, live in a big house, you know. I just do what happens.
There shouldn't be pressure on women to have to get a husband, but, and we've established that over time, and I think obviously that's something that needs to be kept on going, especially with younger people in like primary school and stuff, but there shouldn't be a pressure on men to have to be the breadwinner and to find a wife and have children, because that's a huge issue, and it's something that's been addressed for women, but not maybe as much for guys.
Because I went around schools and spoke to young men, and a lot of them were saying like the same words again and again about having to be strong, because one day the strength would be shown by being a good man, and that to be a good man was to be strong, to provide for a family. You know, like, I don't think that everybody was realising that they'd sort of been conditioned as to a route as to what manhood means, when it can, as you say, like, be so many things. There's so many things that we can all do in our future. I mean, just looking at gender as well, if you think about how progressive gender is in our modern day society, people are more regularly changing gender and being expressive about that and being fluid within gender roles. What are your opinions on that?
I think as long as you're not making fun of other people by doing it, then it should, it's fine. Like, there's such animosity against it, even within their own, like, circles as well, like, with, like, homosexuality and heterosexuality, and then you've got, like, bisexuality, but then it's, like, both parties are against bisexuality, and it's, like, there's no need. Like, you sort of, you all want the same thing of just being able to, like, love who you love, and it's not really anything more complicated than that, and should just be left at that.
What is the general opinion of LGBTQ rights in your area? Is homosexuality embraced, and all of the other realms of sexuality, because there are so many? Is it something that's seen as normal to experiment or to feel like you can love whoever you want, or is there still an element of stick?
In my high school, three people in my year came out as gay in year 11. Nobody really said anything about it. Like, it wasn't a massive deal. Like, I only found out one person came out gay like 3 weeks after, because nobody was really talking about it. Like, it was just like the norm now.
In next week's episode, we are going to be talking about love, sex, and all the many things surrounding both of those things, from the more emotional, like heartbreak, heartache, or falling in love for the first time, and how it manifests, how does it make us feel, and sex. It can be wonderful, it can also be confusing, and this more serious part of sex, consent, and sort of taking a safe approach when it comes to sex and how it's displayed to us in the world, which can sometimes lead to a discussion on rape culture. So it's going to be a big one, don't miss it. The music in this podcast was by Toddler T, and the words of wisdom, the beautiful poetry, was by James Messiah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.